the one who held her rage. You didn't scream. You didn't yell. You didn't throw anything. You didn't speak. You held it in your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, in the breath you never let out. They didn't see your rage, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there. You swallowed it. You softened it. You redirected it. You convinced yourself it was too much or would make things worse. And maybe it would have. Maybe rage didn't feel safe in your house. Maybe they told you anger was ugly, dramatic, ungrateful, or dangerous. So you turned it inward, into tension, into silence, into exhaustion. But your body, it remembers. It knows what you never got to say. It knows what you were never allowed to feel. That fire is still alive in you. It didn't go out, it just got buried under control. If you're holding something right now, and you probably are, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to try something different and move it. You have two options. First, make two fists gently. Now press them together. Feel your arms activate. Feel your chest push back. Let the muscles meet each other. Not a punch, but a press. Hold. Then exhale. Again. Fists. Press. Exhale. You're allowed to meet your own power. Option two. Hands by your side and shake them out. Let your wrists go loose. Let the heat move through your fingers. Let it be messy, ugly. It doesn't have to make sense. It's not a performance. This is an exit. It's how the body completes what it never got to express. Shake until something shifts, even a little. Then stop. Let them fall. And breathe. Ask yourself, where did I learn that rage was not allowed? And what did it cost me to hold it in? Let the answer be raw, even if it's silent. You're not too much. You're not aggressive. And you're not unstable. You're angry. And that makes sense. Someone crossed a line. Something was not okay. You had to hold what should have been heard. And now you know. Rage is not destruction. Rage is truth that's been ignored for too long. You don't have to scream. You don't have to collapse. You just have to stop carrying it alone. Your fire is not the problem. It's the proof that you're still here.